So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And today I'm in a spirit Sunday today, which means it's a Sunday morning. And the concept I wanted to bring to your attention today was any place that you've let others decide for you what your, I want to say true calling, what lights you up, what makes you joyful, the businesses you'd like to run, the experiments you'd like to start in your life. Where is it that you have negated everything that you dream about because someone else thought you weren't good enough, big enough, had enough, knew enough? So one of the things that showed up for me as I was like looking out at reinventing and expanding my own life, because I have three teenagers, you know, and they are demanding and joyful and interesting, and they're so much fun as people, and I just feel so blessed to be their mom. And as I look at my next 10 years, you know, what would be awesome in our lives? What could I create in our lives? What could I generate and be myself? And really what I saw was this time of shedding the skins, shedding the, coming out of the caterpillar and stretching one's wings much bigger than they've been able to fly before. Yeah. And I was actually listening. It was really interesting. I was listening to a real estate blog yesterday, and it was Tom Ferry, who's an excellent real estate inspiration. And he was talking about how a snake grows to be as big as the cage that this family has for the snake. So if anybody's raised pythons or boa constrictors, the size of the cage determines how big the snake will get. And, you know, they're not going to get out bigger than the cage or they wouldn't survive. So how big is the cage you've built for you? And what could you do to change that? And what would be more fun and more light and more exciting and more interesting? Yeah. And then today, what action could you take to light the path for the places you'd like to be in your next adventure, right? And are you going to wait until your next lifetime? I was talking to someone on one of my podcasts and they were like, I'm so tired of working with people who are ready to evolve their next lifetime. What could you actually do today? What step could you take today? What could you do today to change everything right now? You know, that's the question. That's the challenge. It's when I look at Spirit Sundays, I'm like, what is it about today that's so magic? Well, first of all, we're here, we're listening. That means we have ears and we're in a body. And that means we can have any experience today that we didn't think we could have. So go ahead and just ask for more today. Stretch your wings a bit and see if you could get a brand new cage, you know? If you've grown to be as big as you can in the cage you're in, then it's probably time to bust free from that and create a bigger environment for yourself to thrive in. Yeah. Very nice. So today's, I'm going to lead you in a little meditation if you're willing. If it's not a good time, just kind of fast forward. But if it's light for you, go ahead and just pull energy up through the bottom of the earth, through the bottom of your feet, and see if earth energy can come up through you. And then pull light energy down from the heavens and just see if you can pull some energy from all the planets to your very being. Yeah. And just if you can, imagine the greatness of you, the sweetness of you, the lightness of you, see if you can step up that genuine celebration of your being on the planet right now with the gifts that you have. And recognize that as you are in a change, as you are changing, there's going to be some places that are possibly, you know, highly uncomfortable. Yeah. As you change, it isn't always just this, like, you know, sweet berries and cream moment every single second as you change from something different than you've been. And you're going to need to give others cues as to your changes and as to your new self-percept, right? And as you shift into this change, more and more opportunities can become available to you, and different opportunities will become available to you. And so just reach your hands out across and around the whole planet and see if like beings with like plans and like visions can connect with you and make the world even a better place than it is right now. Yeah. And just kind of see if you can get your arms around that expanded energy today for you, that expanded vision for you, and see if you can let go again of any smallness, any place where you were stuck in your parents' judgments of what you should or shouldn't do or should or shouldn't like, or, you know, any of that stuff, right? Yeah. Very nice. Good. And just keep expanding and reaching your energy out today. And as you go about your life, see what you could create. See what you could generate. See what could be possible that you haven't really even encountered yet. Yeah, that. What could be even more awesome? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fabulous day.